Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Deacon.
A genie told a man, "I'll give you 3 wishes, but whatever I do for you, I must do twice as much for your worst enemy." Now the man thought about it and about how horrible his worst enemy had been to him, and he was really torn. But finally, he came up with his 3 wishes. First, he wished for $1 billion. He received $1 billion, and his worst enemy received $2 billion. Then he wished for a lavish mansion on a rugged coast. He received his mansion, but his enemy received one twice as large. And finally, he wished to be beaten half to death. One way of getting rid of your enemies. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us a story about a man who had been beaten half to death. And you know what really made me think that, aren't we all feeling like we have been beaten half to death at times, mentally and spiritually, in our own lives, and that we are all in need of a good Samaritan in our lives? Life can be pretty tough sometimes, and I believe that without a shadow of a doubt, that each one of you here are probably dealing with something in your own life right now that may be making you feel like you're half dead. Well, there is great news in our gospel today, and Jesus is telling us that he is the Good Samaritan and that he is always here for us. He tells us that he will never pass us by and that he is never too busy for us. He will never choose rules and regulations over helping us, and he will always be there. All we have to do is to ask and to trust and believe. Today, Jesus is having a conversation with a lawyer, and I promise myself no lawyer jokes, but I've got so many. Did you hear the one about how to tell if a lawyer is lying? When his lips move. This lawyer was an expert at the law and a scholar, and he did this to test Jesus because he was really looking for just some easy answers, and he wanted to make himself look good. And don't you just love that Jesus always challenges and upsets the status quo? He's always breaking down barriers, breaking down divisions, and he's always calling us to more, to form a new attitude and to form a new behavior. I think that what Jesus is telling us all today is to be a risk taker for God and to always do more and go beyond what is expected. And maybe that we need to take the blinders off sometimes in our own thinking and challenge ourselves to look at things in new and fresh ways. Maybe even to try to look at things through God's eyes instead of the doom and gloom that we sometimes look at things. God tells us that everything works for his glory. And the story today of the Good Samaritan is no exception. It takes someone who is not of our thinking, not of our faith, and not of our daily lives to show us how to truly be a neighbor. It was the Samaritan who was a foreigner, someone who was not respected, as a matter of fact, who was hated and despised by the Jews, who becomes the hero in today's gospel. And it all starts with a lawyer who had to know exactly what to do and how to inherit eternal life. He knew the laws, but he thought he could find eternal life by following some direction, some set of rules and regulations. Jesus is basically telling him, and he's telling us today, that holiness is made visible in one's treatment of others. That knowledge is not enough. Love of God and love of neighbor must be carried out into action. Compassion must be our driving force for the kingdom of God to be made visible here on earth. What the lawyer really wanted to know exactly was who should be included as a neighbor and excluded. In other words, what I believe he was asking is, what is the minimum that I can do to get to heaven? But Jesus would not set those boundaries for him, because they only set limits. And we all know how people will interpret or misinterpret all these rules and regulations to justify their own means. They're only minimal requirements, and they never go beyond what truly should be. Jesus is telling us today that if you really wish to celebrate life to the fullest, if you really wish to be one of his disciples, then you need to go beyond these rules and regulations, and sometimes even your own thinking, and fulfill the spirit of the law. It is that spirit that calls out the best in us, and that requires action on our part. If you get one thing out of this long and boring homily today, it's that we cannot just sit back and watch or just walk by someone who is in need. We all have to get involved, and we all have to use the gifts that God has given us to further his kingdom on earth. And as followers of Jesus, we are all commissioned by him to serve any need that we see, no matter what the reasons we think there may be for passing by. We need to always err on the side of compassion. Kindness should be a language that the blind can see and that the deaf can hear. Maybe part of this parable is to challenge all of us today about minimalism, and I could do a whole homily just on that. Aren't we all guilty at times of just trying to do the minimum we can to get by? Maybe it's in our marriage. Maybe it's with our children. Maybe in our work or our studies or our friends. And yes, even how we serve God and our neighbor. Are we asking the same question today, what the lawyer was asking? Lord, what is the minimum that I can do and still get to heaven? I came to church, check. I stayed after communion, check. I said some prayers, check. But where